It is our particular gift as musicians tonight to give that which God has given us and made unique in us. If you study the theology of Luther, you will find that music is the first attendant in his list of things important. Music is the first attendant to the proclamation. I want to say that in light of that, we give, and this is a worship service. It is our Vespers tonight, and applause is inappropriate. I hope you'd want to give it, but this is a worship service, and we give it to you, and you respond to us, and that's enough. Okay. I would like to begin with the prayer of the Norwegian child. The text is by a Norwegian fellow named Olaf Trujorgesen, and the music is by Richard Counts. The second number is the Bach Du bist bei mir, or translated freely here, When Thou Art Near.
I lay me down upon the ground and think on my Lord Jesus. Each flower and tree tells me of thee and praises thee, Lord Jesus. Think on me.
The next two selections are two Swedish folk songs, I Rosensdoft and Tunerna. I Rosensdoft was written by Prince Gustav, I'm not sure the year, but it translates roughly as follows. In the fragrance of roses, within the boundaries of the flowers, where peace dwells between mountains and valleys, let us dream about the spring of our life. Let us forget sadness of heart. Let us forget the world. Do not question what it is to be fortunate. Do not question what it is to be satisfied. Only listen to the voice of nature and keep its words within your heart and try to explain it.
Following that, I would like to sing Tunerna by Birger Sjöberg. And it translates as follows. Well, Tunerna loosely means thoughts. And it says roughly, whose struggles only the night sees, tones or harmonies from you of rest they pray. The heart which suffers of day's struggles, tones or harmonies to you it will fly. So, I Rosensdoft and Tunerna.
Was Triede blott not natten ser. Toner vi leder om vila din ber. Hjärta som lider av dagens liv. Tomer vi leder till er vid ett fly.
You should all know the next one. It's I think Vincent Newman, and without a song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good nor how. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall.
Of course, presumptuous on my part to do what I'm about to do. I would like to play four original piano things that I wrote many years ago when I was very young, when my facility was much more adequate than it is now. I'd like to play them consecutively, and I think you will recognize that the last one is a theme with variations. Thank you.
We should like to close with the two tenor arias from Felix Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah. The first recitative, Ye People Rend Your Hearts, and the aria that follows, If With All Your Hearts. And then the concluding aria, Then Shall the Righteous Shine Forth.
Ye people, rend your hearts. Rend your hearts and not your garments. For your transgressions the prophet Elijah has sealed the heavens. Through the word of God, I therefore say to ye, forsake your idols, return to God, for he is slow to anger and merciful, and kind and gracious, and repenteth him of the evil. If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Surely find me, but saith our God, thus saith our God. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Oh, that I knew even come before his presence, come before his presence. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, if with all your heart he truly
The second aria comes from the 13th chapter of Matthew, and we thought it might be effective if we referred to the scripture that just preceded and included those verses. I begin with Matthew 13, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Shall the righteous shine